Good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. I appreciate the opportunity that he's granted unto us and the privilege that we have to gather in at the Lord's house to feel the warmth of his spirit.
Bless the Lord.
To know that he has. This afternoon. And that not only he has, he is and he will. This evening, he is, as the scripture says, and besides him there is none other. This afternoon, you pray for us for just a few minutes. Read this scripture, I don't know, sometime last week, and then as we're sitting on the back porch taking a break, today the scripture come back to mind. Didn't know quite reason why, but now I do. So you just pray for us for just a few minutes. We want to do what we feel the Lord would have of us to do this afternoon. One of the favorite scriptures of mine is that in him I live and move and have my beings. I often tell myself that quite often. The older I get, the feebler I get in the body, the more I tell myself that this afternoon that he is, he is. Moses said, who should I tell them who sent me? He just said, tell them I am has sent thee. That puts the dot on the I this evening. That crosses the T. That puts it all in perspective. And that puts it all in place. This evening, my friend, as Randy preached a few Sundays ago from the first chapter of Genesis, this evening, my friend, everything he done is still the same. If there's anything wrong with it, it's because men took hold of it and made it wrong this evening. There's no wrong in the way he created it. There's no wrong in the way that he done his works this evening. You pray right up on your heart. Got your Bibles? Want to turn with us? Turn to the fourth chapter of the book of Romans, if you will. Read with us from there this evening. I would almost attempt to read this whole chapter, but I'm not as brave as Randy is this evening, so I'm going to just read what portion that I feel like that I necessarily need to. I'm going to ask you to go back and sit down after a while and you read this whole chapter. And as you read it, see if you can put your name in the place of Abraham's name as you read down through the scriptures this afternoon. If you can't, then you are not serving the same God that Abraham was served. And you better get a hold of him this afternoon or you ain't going to make it where you think you're going to go. This evening. That's not smart aleky. That's just honest God's truth this afternoon. But you read the whole chapter this evening and you judge yourself this afternoon. We're in a position where if you take the Word of God and you preach the Word of God, everybody wants to throw in your face, you're judging them this evening. I ain't a judge and I don't judge. But the Word of God is the Word that doth judge mankind this evening, my friend. And if you can't abide or abode to the standards of this Word this evening and it finds you right or wrong this afternoon, you are judged by that Word this evening, not by the words of my mouth. This afternoon, I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I'm just going to try to mind the Lord this evening. And Randy had a pretty good start there, but nevertheless, you pray for us for just a few minutes. If I can read this evening and keep my composure and not get too full, I'd like to preach for just a minute. This evening. Not that I think I'm worth anything this afternoon. To be honest with you, when I sat there again on the porch, just seated, and the Lord spoke, I said, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy this afternoon. But be it as it is, we'll just try to mind the Lord this afternoon. Fourth chapter of Romans. I'm going to start reading in the 16th verse this evening and try to read down through at least the remainders of this chapter. It says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end of the promise, might be sure to all the seed, not to only which is of the law, but to that which, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. I am one of those nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, whom quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were, who again hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. You are one of the nations this evening, my friend. No, I'm just a person. You are a nation of God. If you've been born again, you are a nation. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, yet neither yet the death of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully... I'm glad I know in whom I believed and persuaded he is able to keep that. I promise. Promised unto him. And being fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that has raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised for our justification. Yeah. Well, that's Abraham. That ain't me this evening, my friend. I told you, put your name there this evening, my friend. Has it been imputed you for righteousness? If you have believed that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, that he died for your offenses and was raised for your justification, in faith, have accepted accepted him as your Lord and your Savior, it's been imputed unto you. It's been given to you this afternoon. Now, that's not what I'm going to try to preach on or even say around. I'll just be honest with you. I don't know what I'm going to preach on. This evening, my friend. You could go in many different directions from the scripture we've read this evening. But he sat down there, and I'm being fully persuaded this evening that what he had promised, he is able to perform. If I had anything this evening, my friend, I guess it would be on this right here. Are you fully persuaded this afternoon? Are you truly trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ this evening, my friend? Are you truly to the place or to the standard or to the point this evening, my friend, that what he is saying in his word this afternoon, that he is able to keep or to perform this evening? Listen, I don't know always the mind of God this evening, my friend. I don't always know the intent of God this afternoon. But I have found in this journey that if I only move on faith and in faith, when he pushes or pulls or tugs this evening, my friend, and be persuaded that it is by the Spirit that we're being moved in a direction this afternoon, then why can be as Abraham was and stagger not at the promises this evening, my friend? I can stand with the assurity that God is going to be there this evening, my friend. Listen, I serve a God this evening that is able still to speak this afternoon to the hearts of mankind this evening, my friend. I'm serving a God this evening, my friend, that still is the one that raised that sun this morning. In a minute we'll walk out and see the moon that he put there this evening. And even at looking at those things makes me more sure of or persuaded that I don't have to stagger according of his word. This evening, my friend, but I can stand upon the rock, this evening, assured foundation, this evening that was set down before the foundation or the beginning of this world, this evening, my friend, built upon by the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. This evening, you want to know what holds that building together? It's that chief cornerstone. This evening, my friend, that foundation was not built upon the wall. This evening, my friend, by itself. This evening, but it was built upon the 66 books of this Bible this afternoon. From the very word of "in the beginning was God" to the last word of the book of Revelation this evening, my friend, and I can stand affirmed and upon that promise and upon that word still to the day. Yes, I agree with you. This world's in a mess this evening, my friend. Heard a song the other day. They were paying honors to the family that just got killed this evening. And the song says there's a hole in the heart of America this evening. I'll agree 100%. But I also will agree that there is a maker this evening, my friend, that if a man will let him can seal up that hole this evening and fill it with the Holy Spirit this afternoon. Abraham this afternoon my friend, was just a man like we are this evening, my friend. Do we ever think of, or do we ever consider this evening that we're serving the same God that Abraham served this evening, my friend? We're serving the God that took his dead body this afternoon, and the dead body of Sarah this evening, my friend, and made them have a child this evening. Yeah, preacher, we know that. He was the seed. No, he was not the seed this afternoon. The seed came through him this evening, my friend. That seed was Jesus Christ this afternoon. He who liveth within me and you. This evening, I'm fully persuaded this afternoon, my friend, that God is still on the throne. Jesus still sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, and the Comforter, or the Holy Spirit, is still abiding in the heart of the believers this evening, my friend. It ain't changed. They ain't nothing new. There's no reason for anything new this evening, my friend. They ain't nothing going to work like this works this evening, my friend. Listen, Abraham, in his lifetime this evening, followed Jesus or followed God in his instructions by faith. And that faith was considered unto him as righteousness this evening. Not righteousness of his own self. Not righteousness that he would boast on of his own self or his own doing, but of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This evening, my friend, my righteousness is as filthy rags this afternoon. I've said before, I'll say right now, even again before you this afternoon, if you knew the thoughts of my mind sometimes, you would not even let me in behind this pulpit, Randy, this afternoon, within my own righteousness this evening, my friend. But through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, I am right, heir unto the promise this evening, my friend. Yeah, I know that promise way out yonder. No, I done got that promise this evening, my friend. I am a child of God this evening, child of the King, the Bible said this afternoon. Listen, I'm persuaded to believe that as sure as I stand before you this afternoon, that we howl and growl and complain about harp about what the devil's doing and how he's doing it this evening, my friend, when we ought to be saying the devil can't do nothing except what I allow him to do. Amen. This evening, my friend, he can't drag you through the mud if you don't get a hold of his coattail this evening, my friend. But if you do, he'll drag you through the mud this afternoon. You entertain the thoughts this evening, my friend, of which comes into the mind this evening. You don't send it through that purifying system of the righteousness of a heart, that repentable heart this afternoon. You better look out. You're going to be falling in just a few minutes. Listen, I don't know tonight this afternoon, but I'm going to tell you, I'm fully persuaded in the Lord this evening, my friend. I'm not doubting any of His word this evening, my friend. I'll honestly tell you this evening, my friend, just as I already told you, I told Him there on back porch, I'm not worthy this afternoon. Within myself is crafting over. That was He speaking. But there's a man down on the inside that said, you've been born again, ain't you? You've been called by God, ain't you? This evening, my friend. And if I want to use you, if you'll let me, I'll use you this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. I got pretty persuaded a while ago this afternoon. I'll be honest, I'll just be honest with you. I sat there, had my phone, got the Bible on my phone. This evening, my friend, I went to stroll to the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. This evening, my friend, I got a little intense. Thought, you don't ever get intense. Shame on you. This evening, my friend, you got anything at all from the Lord, you ought to get intense every once in a while. You ought to get stirred every once in a while. And I couldn't even find the fourth chapter of Romans on my phone, so I just laid it down. I said, okay, Lord. I remember reading that 4 or 5 days ago. Abraham, this evening, my friend, and he staggered not at the promises of God. You through unbelief, this evening, my friend. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I don't question the Lord, because I done told you I do. This evening, my friend, I don't tell the Lord. Sometimes I tell him, well, not today, or not me, somebody else. This evening, my friend. But when we get down earnest and sincere in prayer this afternoon, what Randy say prayer was? A sincere desire of the heart. This afternoon, when I get in that place, and the inwardly man takes over this evening, well, you think bad of me, but it's the honest God truth. I say ready up, giddy up, and go this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This afternoon, some of them been asking me, I said, are you pastor now? I said, no, I'm not. This evening, my friend, just going back to Mountain View, trying to attend where my membership's at and do whatever God wants me to do. Well, are you going to pastor again, this evening, my friend? Have you retired in pastoring this afternoon? I said, no, I'm retired, but not in pastoring. And I don't know about again this evening, but when he's ready, I'm ready. This evening, if he don't get ready, I ain't getting ready this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the way you stagger not at the promises of God. You just wait upon his promises. You just wait upon his spirit. You just wait upon his movement. And when he moves, things happen in order. This afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How do you think Joseph went through all he went through? How do you think Job went through all he went through this evening? How do you think that little widow, the little woman back there, that her sons was about to be taken from her, and she had no way to pay the debt? How did she do it, preacher? She staggered not at the promises this afternoon. Well, it don't say God promised her that he'd deliver her sons this evening. I'd say this in all due respect. I believe he had done some stuff for her in her days past that she knowed it'd be all right if the man of God said, go over there and go borrow this evening. You ever borrow this afternoon? I bank this evening, my friend. Yes, I do. What do you mean you bank at Cahutta? Yes, I do, but not the bank there that am I talking about. But I bank in the inwardly man. Amen. This evening, my friend. I told you that I read this scripture about a week ago this evening, my friend. Didn't think nothing about it as I was reading, other than I put that one in the vault this afternoon. Yeah. You don't ever put nothing in the vault this evening, my friend. You don't put it in there. The Lord can't bring it back out when you need it. Get it in there. Quit fooling. Quit waiting on somebody else to fill your pocket this evening, my friend. Get in there and get it. It's there. It's there for you. You can understand what I understand. You can see what I see this evening, my friend, if you'll get in there with the Lord and ask him this afternoon. What the Bible said, if man lacketh understanding, let him ask God, who giveth all things liberally. This is, that means freely, I think, best I understand this evening, my friend. That means without respect to person this evening. Well, preacher, I'm going to get it when I get your age. I hope and pray you get my age, but I hope you get it before then this afternoon, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, I don't know, fully persuaded this evening, my friend. Don't misunderstand me. I get riled every once in a while. I can't watch the news very long this evening, my friend. I get riled this evening in things that are going on and things are happening this afternoon, and I don't understand them either, Marshall, this evening, such as what just took place this afternoon, and I don't know that I'd have an answer for anybody would ask of me this evening, but I am persuaded of this one thing, if men would have let their heart been guided by God, they could have been a thousand weapons on their desk and never would have picked them up and used them. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fully persuaded. In what? Mountain View Baptist Church? I'm a member here. But no, I ain't fully persuaded in Mountain View Baptist Church. If you want to know the truth, I get aggravated at it sometimes. I believe I can say this and say it honestly, and I don't mean it no disrespect whatsoever. And Randy will say and can say the very same thing. I'm not fully persuaded in Randy. And I don't believe Randy's fully persuaded in me. But I am fully persuaded in that right there. Well, that's where my hope's at. Yeah. And in that hope, he tells me, let every man be a liar and God be the truth this evening. Now, I didn't mean that in no respect, Randy, and I hope you didn't take it that way this evening. I'm glad we elected you back for another year this afternoon. This evening, my friend, because I feel confident in what you preach and the way you preach it this afternoon. If I didn't, I'd probably be finding me somewhere else to go. I'll just be honest with you. I don't know why I'm saying all this, why I'm preaching like this, but I want you to know that Abraham this evening, my friend, don't hold nothing over me and you. He had his tasks. He had his what's the word I'm trying to He had his moment of time when that I'm persuaded he's like I am. Lord, if you don't intervene on this on my behalf, I ain't gonna make it. I ain't gonna get there this afternoon. I don't want to sound like no smart aleck, but I'm just going to mind the Lord. I am not dependent on any of you to get me where I need to be with God this evening, my friend. One portion of my Christian life, I had a hard time of looking at others and judging or comparing myself to others. This evening, my friend, and if they're going to make it, I know I'm going to make it, or I don't think they're ever going to get there. this evening, my friend. But you know what I learned? Whether they go or whether they don't go, ain't going to hinder me either way. What's going to hinder me is whether I believe what God said or I unbelieve what God said. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, you can go all the way through from Genesis to Revelation. You can go through all the scripture that has been given of different circumstances and look at them and say, well, I don't know. I don't know if I could have done that this evening. But you know what? I don't know that any of them that they wrote of could have done it had they not had faith in God. Yeah. Yeah. Those four leprosy men that were sitting over at the gate. Could have sat at that gate and died. You can say what you want to, but I'm going to say by faith they got up and went toward the was it Cyrenians? The Cyrenians? Syrians camp this afternoon. Preacher, those was leprosy men. Those folks that when they met you on the road, they had to go hollering, unclean, unclean, unclean. So you can move over on the other side of the road this evening. They were men that God was fixing to use. And he used them in a mighty way. Why? Because they staggered not. Because they were fully persuaded. Listen. The Bible don't say that. I believe, now you can believe what you want to, but I believe they was persuaded that they was going to have to do something in the condition they was in or they was going to die this afternoon. You can sit here and you can dwindle away if you want to. I don't mind the Lord, Randy. You can wait on me to feed you, or you can wait on Randy to feed you, or Bruce to feed you, or any other preacher to feed you if you want to. But my suggestion is you get down at the table and go to eating on y'all. And you know and be fully assured in whom you have believed. This afternoon. I don't know what is yet to befall me as an individual this evening, my friend. But I believe that if I move in the movement of the Spirit and I move in the Lord's directions, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Maybe some stormy waters. There's a song I've been hearing this, talking about the Lord going through the singer with in the stormy waters, but he said, but I want to thank you for the storms that I didn't see or something to that effect, etc. Yeah. how can we do that, preacher? How can we live with our heads above the water in this world of which we're living in? Keeping our hearts and our minds and her eyes centered upon the Lord. And I'm not talking about running out here looking up toward the eastern sky this evening, my friend. I'm more talking about my Father which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, the kingdom ain't here. I ain't going to get into it. The kingdom's here. No, the kingdom's here. And I am in the kingdom. And His will can be done within this earth if I fully persuaded fully in Him this afternoon. You've lost your mind, Crichton Dover. I ain't lost my mind. Let me tell you something else, and I'll go on over here and sit down. I am not a pilgrim, nor am I a stranger.
Amen. Come on. I ain't a wanderer either.
I ain't wondering. I ain't looking for a city.
No.
I'm fully persuaded. And knowing that I know, I got what I need.
Amen.
And His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Preach, Randy.